Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
Hello, my dear friend. I'm very happy and grateful to be able to share this with you today. My name is Sandrine. I am an ascension and mission mentor, the founder of Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University, and also a trend channel. I want to share a very potent meditation, which is a short meditation and activation that is going to instantly bring you back into full soul alignment, into full reclaiming remembrance of your unique sovereignty. You know, everything that happens in our external reality is always there for the same purpose: to help each and every one of us step back into our power. This is as simple as that. This is why events unfold as they do outside of our reality. The more we realize that, and the more we can stay aligned, the more we reclaim our creator, creatress power, the less we are subjected to ups and downs, to oscillation, to feeling lost, to feeling scared, to feeling stressed and anxious. Actually, when we are continuously aligned to our unique soul blueprint, fully sovereign in our magnificent power, in our uniqueness, it doesn't really matter what's going on in the world, in our external reality, whatever arises. Because we simply observe that as yet another pathway of evolution offered to us, so we can stay more aligned, so we can reclaim more of our unique power. At the moment, what we're experiencing in humanity is exactly like that. It is literally, let's be clear here, a big slap in the face from the 3D metric system to say, wake up, wake up, wake up more than you already are. Wake up to what? To the separation residing inside of yourself, which therefore makes you project that in your external reality and see separation happening everywhere. You see, the modus operandi, the way humanity functions, the way the matrix functions at the moment is basically based upon templates of separation. We are separate from our divine soul essence. We are separate from our sovereignty. And this is why we experience shitty things as a collective, because pretty much all of us, we are separated from our unique soul blueprint, separated from our sovereignty. Because each and every one of us, we are experiencing that, it means that it is what we project in our external reality, and therefore we create this holographic representation of a very dense matrix system, which is simply in resonance with most of the frequencies that people project at the moment. When all of us can see that, when all of us, each and every human on the planet, realize the huge power that she or he has, and that simply comes from going back within, from understanding the self, know the self, to reclaim the unique connection with our soul blueprint, our divine essence, to say no to whatever template of separation arises in our field. Therefore, each and every human is going to start vibrating at a much higher level of frequency and is going to start projecting a very different energy, a very different frequency in the macrocosm. And therefore, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 humans, 10,000s of humans. And we don't need to reach 100% here to see the tipping point of creating 5D reality, of encouraging, embodying the golden age of the magical times that are ahead of us to actually start manifesting now. No, we just need like 1% already, 1% of the humanity vibrating fully in their unique sovereignty is going to be enough to really start seeing results in the macrocosm. So when we feel powerless, we can instantly reclaim our power by realizing that, by knowing that simply because we choose to vibrate at a higher level, unapologetically choosing to be freaking happy, to laugh, to make jokes, no matter what's arising around us, to see the fun sides of this circus that we're experiencing, and to be that person who says, like, I actually doesn't care what's happening because I'm freaking happy still. The more unapologetic we can be with that, the more we're going to stay anchored in our soul blueprint. And here, I don't say that it's becoming like it's basically denying the intensity happening, not taking actions, not getting involved in freedom movement and so on. No. It is saying that no matter what, I will still love every day. I will still marvel at the beautiful nature around me. I will still make love to my partner. I will still dance in the lounge with the kids. I will still cuddle my pets and go to the beach because I can, because I want, because this is my right to be happy as a sovereign soul. When the energies of the matrix is starting to get very dense and when things are going to shit, like, explode, more than ever, it is a powerful pathway of evolution given to us to reclaim that sovereignty. What is sovereignty exactly? It is the ability to tune in first, to therefore find the most aligned reaction, the most aligned emotion, the most aligned action to take in reaction to an external stimulus. So if something happens, instead of going like super angry or super sad or super scared or super stressed or super anxious, it goes like, okay, I'm the observer of this. This external reality is coming. What is going on there? For me, I'm interpreting that story happening right there as such. It makes me feel this way. And I think about this like that. So is this really me talking here? Or is this a program that my parents told me basically to react like this, that this is the truth and so on? Or is this society wanting me to go down that path? Am I experiencing any pressure from people around me to take this decision or that decision? What is going on there? And we do the work on basically opening the Pandora box of ourselves and say, okay, so this is all the shit that I'm feeling and experiencing regarding this external situation. And now I'm going to reclaim my sovereignty by taking time. And I do not need to give an answer. I do not need to have a reaction. I do not need to take a side. I do not need to have a narrative. I do not need to have a freaking belief system. I can choose to have no clue. And if I have no clue, it is already being more sovereign than pretending to have a clue just because we feel that we need to fit in one side of the story or another side of the story, that we need to know from our rational mind that it is right and that it is wrong. Sometimes saying, I don't know, is actually a sovereign choice anchored in high level of frequencies than going on with this or this or that. The more we realized that we can think what the fuck we want, that we don't have to justify ourselves to anyone at all, that we can own our choices, that we can own our lifestyle, not because we are angry and want to be like, you know, this kind of low vibe rebel, you know, like everything is shit, so I'm just going to do this. But because as we tune into who we are and how we feel about life, about our own choices, about our preferences, about our likes and dislikes, then you're going to say, like, this really matches my reality. And therefore, I'm just going to go for it. The more we do that, the more we reclaim our power, the more we are courageous. Now is the time to be courageous. Now is not the time to be a coward and say, oh, I'm just going to hide and wait. I'm just going to pretend nothing's happening. Well, things are happening. You know, things are happening right now in case you haven't noticed. And it is not to say that you need to start walking on the streets or start, you know, like a podcast or whatever. It is to say that it is now the time for you in the intimacy of your own relationship with the self to know who you are, where you stand, and what you choose. Where do you place your energy? What do you believe in? What makes you happy? What are your dreams? And that is honor. That is a honor. Honor is how you react with yourself in your own intimacy. It is what you do behind closed doors. When no one knows what you're doing, how do you treat yourself? Why do you think like this about yourself? What are the decisions you make about yourself? That is honor. And if you have honor, you can have courage. If you have courage, you have honor. They really go hand in hand. And here it is the courage to stand in your truth. Because, you know, as sovereign soul, as powerful divine being, do you think that we are weak? You really think that you are weak? No, right? I don't think that it is very nice for you to think that you are weak. You like to think that you are a powerful person, right? That you're a powerful soul. You like to think that because you know that, because it makes you feel good. So how can you actually embody that now? Because when we start anchoring in our sovereignty, in our soul blueprint, it means that we start aligning our human to our soul blueprint. The human is the aspect of ourselves in this current reality that is doing the work. Our soul is pretty sweet. Our soul is the divine already. Our soul knows. Our soul doesn't need this or that. Our soul is whole. Our soul resides in oneness already. It's only our human that is catching to that. So do you think that our powerful, fearless, divine, unapologetically free, abundant soul chickens out like, oh, not sure I should say this, you know, not sure I should take that decision, not sure I should stand up for myself, you know, because, you know, I could lose my job, I could offend that person, blah, blah, blah. No, oh my God, the soul is always like, go for it. Go for it, human. Drop every fear that you might have. This is the portal that you have been waiting for. Now is the time to be courageous. Now is the time to rise up and say, I am free to think what I want. I'm free to say what I want as long as it is in resonance with my magnificent heart based on love, love from myself, but also love for humanity, love for the earth. Then go for it. This is really what the Actorians have shared over and over again with me over this month, and the gateway and the portal that we just had with Actorus. And I have had countless one-on-one sessions in the last month, or like honestly, like both multidimensional sessions and transgender sessions. And all the time, you know, like everything that was coming through, it was like, okay, so we don't want to pressure you too much because, you know, of course, go with your flow and so on, but now is the momentum. Now is the momentum. Go for it. And I had my human self that needed to alchemize. Sandrine, don't be too pushy. You can be intense. Just let people be, you know. I could not say nothing. Because the force of the dynamics of the energetics in the quantum at the moment are the force of movement, of courage, of action, of aligned action. This is why I really wanted to share this message with you. I wanted to share this message because sometimes we need to be shaken up, you know, sometimes we need to find courage. And if you find courage by listening to this message, then amazing. Then I've done my job with this transmission. Remember that you are courageous already. It is only that there are new areas where we need to be courageous. There are new levels of courage to be found and reached and embodied at the moment. And the more you can be that, the more you will find that you have honor, the more proud you will be about yourself. Tune about your future self in 10 years' time. What do you think the future you, the upgraded version of you, would say to you right now? Would the version of you say, just wait, you know, like hide in the corner, do as everybody else says, you know, like don't make a fuss, you know, say nothing. Do you think, really think like your future ascended self would say that? No, never. Your future ascended self would say like, oh my God, you know, like listen to me, listen to your soul. Listen to what's going on inside you right now. Listen to your own truth. Speak. Be courageous. Speak now. Now is the time. Because now is the time, my friend. It is happening. The transition is here. Every soul stepping fully into their sovereignty. Every soul reclaiming unapologetically their inner truth. Every soul speaking their truth now, encouraging others to find more love, more connection, more abundance, more freedom. Every soul is helping a thousand humans to step up also, because that is the quantum energetics. Through your own shift, you are helping a thousand souls at least through the principle of quantum entanglements. That is quantum physics, by the way. I'm not going to go there, but please remember that you can do a lot already simply by stepping into your sovereignty, by doing your meditation, by keeping your high vibes going no matter what. You are literally blasting everybody coming in your field with love and courage and joy and freedom. But you are also sending this signal through your electrons to all the electrons of all the people that you have met in your life through the principle of quantum entanglement. So indeed, you are a light leader. Indeed, you're doing it. And you can do it in the comfort of your home. How exciting is that? Also, I want to give you this message. I want to reassure you that everything is happening beautifully. Everything is going according to the greater plan. The architecture is divine, always. God, Sophia consciousness, the greater creator, creatress, supreme consciousness knows exactly what's going on. It's got our back. The universe has our back. Your soul has your back. Your galactic team has your back. Your soul family has your back. You have your own back. So relax. Relax into the knowing that no matter what happens, you will rise. No matter what happens, you will evolve, because evolution is what we choose. Evolution is the constant. This is why we incarnate. Every single soul incarnates for the purpose of evolution. We might be more or less conscious of it, but it is what happens. We are here to evolve. How are you going to choose to navigate your spiritual evolution? Are you going to choose to navigate it with courage, to take quantum leap of faith, to quantum jump in your new realities, to become who you came here to be? Are you just choose to hide in a corner and watch Netflix pretending nothing's going on and lie to yourself about the decisions that you're making or not making because it keeps you safe? Okay. I mean, I poked you enough for this, and I trust that it resonated. And I love you dearly. I'm in this with you. I'm experiencing it all. I don't say that it is easy, but it is happening and it is necessary. Okay? So here, it's a short meditation. So I'm going to channel this for you now, and you're going to receive it. So please, you're going to now sit down with a spine nice and straight. And you're going to be able to understand how it works. And then after that, just do it every day. Do it every day. This is literally my routine. You know, I do this every day. And all the people who have one-on-one sessions with me, by the way, you would have heard it, because this is how we start the session, by doing this fine-tuning. If you're interested to have one-on-one sessions with me, I have some available. So I'm still booked for the next month, because it's becoming really, really popular. Also, next week, I'm facilitating the event of the university, first event of the next module on architecture of channeling. And I'm super excited, because it's all I love quantum stuff, channeling, high council, star races, all this. Anyway, I'm digressing. So yes, if you want one-on-one sessions, it's possible. Simply go to my website, sandrines.com, and you will see I have two different kind of sessions. I have trance channeling session with the Arcturians, and I also offer a multidimensional session from past life to star seeds. And they're both amazing. Okay. And now let's get ready for this little meditation that will help you stay fully anchored in your soul blueprint, reclaim your sovereignty. Close your eyes and relax your shoulders now. Start tuning into your breath. And as you tune into your breath, start dropping into your heart by feeling the electromagnetic field of your heart portal getting bigger and bigger with every breath that you take now. Take two deep breaths. Consciously stretch this heart field all around you. Make it bigger. Now from your heart center, please feel and visualize a red cord going all the way down through the spine, all the way down, 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 through the lower chakra, Muladhara chakra, further down, 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 down. It's connecting you to the earth chakra below the feet and going deep within the earth. Keep drawing this red cord deep within the earth. And ask and request now to be 100% connected with the heart of the mother. Connect, plug yourself in the heart of the mother Gaia, ascended Gaia, 5D Gaia. Feel this connection now and breathe with the heart of the mother. Take deep breath. Every breath that you take with the heart of Gaia allows you to feel grounded, fully present here and now. You feel safe and deeply relaxed as you breathe with the Mother Gaia, the creatrix of all things in this physical reality. Allow yourself to relax more in this now moment. Beautiful. Now please come back to your heart portal and feel and visualize a silver magnetic cord going all the way up through the spine and higher into the brain and into Sahasrara chakra at the crown of the head and beyond. And it is connecting you to the chakras above the head. Connect to the four chakras above the head as you're going higher and higher and higher and higher. And even higher, and you start feeling and perceiving that you are now in the universe and you're going beyond, 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 and further, even further in the multiverse, through the multiverse, and you're losing track of when we are now. You start going even deeper, 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 above and beyond all things, till you start perceiving that you're coming closer now to the heart of the Supreme Consciousness, of God's Source, of Sophia, the mother of all things, and start plugging yourself there now. Plug yourself and start breathing with the heart of Supreme Consciousness. Take deep breath. Allow yourself to feel home. Allow the energies to increase as you start perceiving the flow of frequencies coming down from the heart of Source Consciousness, coming down, 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 down now, like a liquid river of white light penetrating you from the crown of the head, in the brain, flowing through your body. Allow yourself to feel higher level of unconditional love, of protection. Beautiful. And now from this place, please breathe with the three hearts. Your heart, the heart of the mother, and the heart of supreme consciousness. And from this place, you start perceiving that as you breathe this way within your vertical axis, you perceive your pillar of light, your column of ascension, running vertically through you, connecting to the heart of the mother and the heart of supreme consciousness. Your column of ascension connects you more and more to who you are. Start increasing this architecture. Make this pillar of light bigger and wider. And breathe there. And as you breathe there, now please reclaim your full sovereign alignment. And ask and request now to be 100% connected to your soul. Asking and requesting to be 100% connected to my soul now. Asking and requesting to be 100% connected to my soul now. Asking and requesting to be 100% connected to my sovereignty now. Asking and requesting to be 100% connected to my full sovereignty now. Asking and requesting full access to my Oversoul network and all alternate realities where I am currently existing in life form. Asking full connection to my Oversoul network, to all the datas and the high frequencies residing within my Oversoul network. Asking and requesting full sovereign alignment to my unique soul blueprint now through multidimensional time and space realities. Asking my electrons to increase their velocity to match the frequencies of my Oversoul network at a higher level now. Asking my electrons to spin faster within each and every one of my atoms. As the velocity of my electrons increase now, I can feel my vibration increasing as I start perceiving heat in my body. As I perceive the velocity increasing within me now, I start perceiving the change in frequency within my being. I'm locking that in. I'm locking that in consciously. As my body reacting this way shows me who I am truly, a powerful soul, a sovereign soul, fully in control of my frequencies always, as I'm now consciously increasing my vibration by connecting to my Oversoul network, asking the electrons residing within my cells to vibrate at a higher level of frequencies. I am increasing my frequencies. I'm increasing my frequencies to match the frequencies of my Oversoul network as a gigantic fractal, as me. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. By the power of my I am presence, I reclaim my sovereign will as a divine creator of my reality. By the power of my I am presence, I know that I create my reality. My words are good. My heart is pure. My thoughts are high frequency always. My actions are fair. I am courageous. I have honor and integrity. I reside in love always. as love is my guiding force. I choose the path of evolution in love for myself, for humanity, and for the whole of creation. I am now fully soul aligned. I thank myself for being, and I thank my spiritual team, the Earth and Source Consciousness, for being there for me always. So it is, so it is, so it is. Take a few breaths now. Feel what you feel and see what you see. And open your eyes when you are ready. This is my gift for you today. I love you dearly. I'm there for you always. I would love to receive back from you after you listen to this podcast, watch this video. Simply share how you received. Give me a little thumb up. Follow me, share this around if you think it's going to help some of your friends and family members. I love you dearly, and I will see you in another episode. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website, sandrines.com, for more information.